What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
The show, a good friend of the show, Coach Mike McPadio, and we're on the Boss Man Show. Then the Fordham Rams, he goes back to New York City where he was once at Columbia. Now he's back in the city. Coach Mike, how you doing, brother? Good to talk to you again, man.
I'm good, man. I'm good. We're here on the hustle. We've got a full staff now. It looks like we've built nearly our whole roster. So we're looking to see what we can do here in the boogie down Bronx, brother.
I hear that, man. Coach Mike, ask you, man, you had success at Riverside, you know, 89 wins, 63 losses. So what about the opportunity to really sit out to you and your family to want to make the jump to Fordham here and see what you can do with this program in a city you've been in before?
Well, first of all, I do love New York City. I met my wife here when I was coaching at Columbia in 2013. So that was a big part of the attraction to it. But also just to it's a bigger stage. You know, it's the Atlantic 10. You know, see if we can scale up and do what we did at UC Riverside here in the Atlantic 10. A very similar job in that both programs, like before we got to UC Riverside and now that before we've gotten here to Fordham, hadn't had much success. Three winning seasons in 30 years here at Fordham. They had one winning season in two decades at UC Riverside. So see what we can do here in the Atlantic 10 on a bigger stage. You know, we're going to be walking into Dayton, St. Louis, these big arenas like Loyola Chicago, the big stages like VCU. So I was really ambitious and eager to see what we got and see how our system and program fares against those kinds of teams.
No, and Coach Mike, how important is it this summer here to build that cohesion and chemistry, building a whole new roster from scratch here and trying to get these young men to be on the same pace so you don't do so much catch-up work from fall semester in August leading to November 3rd?
It's huge, man. I mean, the last 2 months we were building the roster, right? And so we will have 12 new players. So if you're asking me how important this summer is, it's going to be hugely important, you know? So the good news is most all the staff I've worked with before in some capacity, in some way. We brought a couple guys from UCR. I got a guy named Derek Phelps, who I worked with at Columbia and University of San Francisco. And then three players from UC Riverside are coming along that'll help with the continuity. But this 6.5, 7 weeks that we'll be together in the summer is humongous. Like, we have to build that continuity like you're talking about, implement our offensive and defensive concepts, and also just kind of, I'm kind of looking at it as a discovery, see what we really have. I mean, I like what we've recruited. I like how we've built and constructed this roster, but we really got to see what we really got together and kind of see how all the pieces of the puzzle fit.
I'm curious about this, Coach Mike. You have a lot of international players on your roster. So talk about how tough it is to recruit international kids from getting them in school with visas, stuff like that. How hard is it? Because I don't think fans understand how hard it is getting international kids in school more than a domestic kid in the summertime.
Yeah, it's you know, luckily for me, in all of my places that I've been, whether it's University of San Francisco, Columbia, and at UC Riverside, we've always had international flavor to our program. And at UCR, it was a lot of Australians, and we brought two Australians and a German. Those are the three players I'm bringing with us to Fordham. But the good news is Fordham, the athletic department is built on international players. A lot of the coaches, the water polo, the soccers, they have a lot of international players on the team. So, but yes, it is like, and that's one of the main things I have on my board here as our to-do list as a staff, is just getting their I-20s all set up. As stuff is going on politically with the immigration stuff, you know, some of that's kind of getting on our radar and hoping that it doesn't affect us. We kind of went through this challenge during COVID because they were very strict with certain countries. So, you got to be agile. You got to be able to move and make sure that you get these guys here. It is a big deal, especially if you're building. I think we'll have six international players, three Australians, one German, one French, one Japanese. So it's going to be, we're going to be on it and making sure that we have a team. We got to field a team come November 3rd. But hopefully we get them all here this summer.
And Coach Mike, how cool is it for diversity purposes, like to have the guys different backgrounds? And because I feel like for me, going to school, I got to meet the people different backgrounds I wasn't exposed to as a kid. So talk about how cool is it for young men to come together on the sport and get to meet people from different backgrounds, learn about different cultures, and learn about, change your mindset about how things really are outside of your little bubble that you grew up in.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I if you were to come visit us, JR, here in the Bronx, it's a melting pot just here. I mean, we have this university that's enclosed, and then you're surrounded by Italians, Irish, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans. We're just here in the Bronx, and it's a melting pot. And where I grew up in Los Angeles, you know, it was the same. And I'm, you know, obviously a very rare, a unique breed in that I'm a Asian coach. And in this college basketball world, there's not a ton of us. So I definitely take a lot of pride in that. I think it's really, and I'm really excited for my, you know, my kids, my 4-year-old and 3-year-old, to just experience New York City and the melting pot that it is. So I think that it's good for our team to kind of, I guess, align with the culture around us here. And I love having diverse points of view and personalities. And I, you know, we always say this on the recruit, I accept all personalities. Some guys are going to be louder than others. Some guys are going to be different in culture. And so, you know, we really do want all kinds of different personalities, and we want that character to shape our character of our team.
And Coach Mike, off the court, the education you're going to get at Fordham for these young men, and being in New York, the Bronx, so networking opportunities for you, for these young men, they can get internships, they can connect with people who, I've once basketball games for them, they can connect with them, have a job, and have a relationship built because of going to Fordham, getting an education, being in that environment already up there.
Oh, man, first of all, it's a top 100 university in the country. So you're getting a high academic. I mean, this campus is like an Ivy League campus. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. But just New York City in general, I think New York City attracts the best and the brightest. I think it's the greatest city in the world. And like, you know, it's like even yourself, as you've maneuvered and done a great job in your business world and what you've done, you know how important these relationships are. I mean, we've had internships being offered already. I'm like first summer, I'm trying to stop them from doing too many internships just because we do need to focus in on and have a great 6 weeks together. But, you know, like the name on the football field here is the owner of TD Ameritrade, the owner of the Giants. John Mara is a Fordham alum. I mean, there are Mike Breen, the guy who does the, as you know, that does the broadcast. There's a very powerful TV and radio division here that comes out of Fordham. So there's a lot of great talent, and there's a lot of powerful alums. And I think that's a big part of why we think that Fordham can grow into something great.
And Coach Mike, with so many great schools up there in the New York City area, how about non-conference scheduling, maybe trying to get some of these regional rivalries going again and kind of stay keeping saving on the money in the budget by staying right there, which is playing quality in any area right there, which you got so many of them.
Man, I would love to, you know. I know everybody keeps asking me that. My best friends just got the jobs at Columbia and Iona, respectively. Kevin Hovde at Columbia, who I worked with at San Francisco and Columbia, and he just won a national championship with Florida. And we're not playing them this year. But my other great friend Dan Giroux, who I worked with at Campbell, he's now the head coach at Iona. And actually, we're going to be playing a home and home against each other, so that's now scheduled. And I'm try I would love to play Coach Pitino. I know Fordham played him last year, but I wasn't here, so I just got a ton of respect for him. And I would, you know, we're hustling down trying to play UConn, Villanova, any of them that'll play us right now. We're a little late to the game trying to put this schedule together, but I think you can count on us playing some of these. Like we play Manhattan as well. That one's not announced yet, but it's you know, we'll be looking for these. I love the like you said, the driving distance. And I would love if we could get something like Philly's got going, you know, like the Big Five, just all of us playing each other. And just as the Knicks get really good, and hopefully, and St. John's is really good, hopefully the rest of us come along in New York City as well.
And yeah, hopefully playing at the Garden too. I always love when the
Oh,
Hawks play at the
that's what
Garden,
I
man.
want, man. It's all about the Garden. We were talking about that yesterday. And I think that that's going to be the attraction, hopefully, if we get Fordham to relevancy, which is the plan. We'll hopefully be doing home and homes, but I think they'll want to come to New York City if we can, you know, build a program that is worthy of playing in the Garden every year.
100%. And Coach, my ask this man about recruiting now, since it's how with the portal and the NIL, how has it changed for you to kind of do speed dating these guys? You got to talk to the coaches, but really you have to look at these film on synergy, look at highlight film and kind of make a determination. How has it been trying to speed date these young men to figure out who's the right fit for the program and not just, or don't it have the right mindset about it, or is it about themselves? So, talk about that change in recruiting here with the portal and the NIL that's taking over here now.
It's wild. It is wild. You know, the 2 months now when the portal opens March 24th, all the way through just about a week, 2 weeks ago, that is a wild time, especially here when we were in transition. And like I said, we had to get 12 new players. It was pretty intense. And that used to be the break for college coaches. And it is no longer. It is probably the most is the busiest time of the year, to be honest, just because. It depends, but I think that, I mean, 50% of college basketball nearly was in the portal. That's how many people were transferring. So right now there's no guardrails, so it's the wild, wild west out there. But it's very important. And so not only just to figure out what you can attract, and you're trying to get, you know, we try to build this, and I don't even call it recruiting anymore. I call it roster construction, because NIL is a factor in it, and all these guys are looking for different things, whether it's NIL, whether it's opportunity to play. Most of them want like the complete package. But we're on our side are looking for, I looked for efficient players. That's what I was kind of going for and building this roster. I would, you know, we got enough size, height, but we couldn't get maybe exactly what you want. And that's the thing is like you, what your NIL package is definitely going to impact. I'm not the Dodgers. We were just talking about the Dodgers. You know, we're more, maybe we're more the Braves. You know, we're not like the lead, we're not the A's. But we're, you know, so it's well, we're not the Dodgers, we're not the Mets. You know, we have to be really strategic. And even if you did have that, even if we were the Dodgers, though, I would still be really strategic about who we're selecting and who. And then once you find out, okay, this guy is an efficient player who fits what we're looking for, position wise or whatever, as you're putting the piece of the puzzle together. Now it's also about character. That still matters, and that's where the recruiting part still matters. That's where it's like two different buckets. You got your GM dealing with the agents, and then that's a new thing for college programs. And then we're still recruiting character and attitude and work ethic, and that's really important. So we definitely vet as best we possibly can, talk to everybody in their circle and see if they're the right kinds of guys. So that is the challenge. But then it's no different than you know, when the Hawks are trying to attract talent, they still want to make sure they're getting great guys. And so we're it is very much a professional model in that sense.
No doubt. And Coach Mike, like you said, man, like we're going through pre-draft workouts right now with the Hawks and seeing these young men coming for workouts, the interviews they're going through, the video they're doing, because you're committing a spot to a guy that's going to be a key cog to winning. And we got to know what your why is. And do you love winning? Do you enjoy winning? Do you enjoy getting better? Do you enjoy being challenged? Because all these things matter to be successful on the court, but also off the court. That character piece is so important because, like you said, Coach Mike, a guy can have a great talent in the world, but if his character is trash, Yeah. It could be a cancer to your team and bring you down and cause strife for no reason.
Yeah, it's such a different, and these 18 to 23-year-olds will say are kind of learning on the fly here that this is, I say this to them. I say, I want you to think of this as if you're signing your first professional contract with the New York Knicks, or you're signing a two-way contract with the Knicks G League team or whatever, or the Atlanta Hawks. It really is the same thing. And they need to start, the student athletes are starting to wrap their heads around like, these universities are just like the Hawks. We're investing
Yes.
this much, whatever X, in you, and we expect that you're going to handle yourself like a professional in every aspect on and off the court. Because like when you're with the Hawks or the guys that make it in the NBA, they value professionalism. And when they say professional, like you say you want to be a pro, it's not just like you get to be a pro and be in the NBA. It's like how you take care of your body, you show up on time, how you deal with the community and take care of the Atlanta in general, for instance, or something. And for us, it'll be like the Bronx and doing things on campus. So it's trying to get these guys to understand like, okay, it's not just the same old status quo. You are a professional and we expect you to act like that.
It's so important, Coach Mack. I think for me, I'll tell you about my father offline, but my father was a coach. So he's a high school coach. So I had the cheat code. I was the son of a coach. He could instill these things in me because when I played, I knew I was better at football. In baseball, that was a basketball. But in basketball, I knew what my role was to defend, shoot threes, and rebound. And I think young men sometimes don't want to accept their roles or who you are. Know who you are as a player. And I knew as a basketball player, I was a shooter and a defender and somebody who hustled. I wasn't going to be the guy, what I'm saying? With the ball
Isn't
in my
that
hand, I
everything? I
shoot.
mean, that's kind of the magic potion of I was talking to one of our soccer coaches here, and he had won a national championship a couple years ago at the D2 level. But isn't it that everything? It's just like, can you get everybody to accept their roles? It's and do it at a high level, and really, that's what coaching ends up coming down to. Especially it's no different. It's whether they were getting NIL or whether they weren't. It still comes down to everybody wants to do this. Well, the basketball's full of guys. We need defenders. We need rebound. Lou Dort's got a different role than SGA, and got a different role than Hartenstein's got a different role than Chet Holmgren. Like completely different roles. And it's like, can you get everybody to buy into that? And that's really if I wish I could bottle it up, because like that's why I always say coaching is an art. It's not a science. It's not just an equation that you get to just pop pop pop. Like there's so many. It's people management and trying to figure that out. So you nailed it.
Coach, my dad used to tell his players, be a star in your role. And if you master your star in that role I give you, then we can consider other roles for you. Master the role I give you initially, then we can discuss graduating you to other roles. We tell his players all the time.
Hey, you really did have a cheat code having your dad as a coach. I mean, any coach's son is I always try to recruit those guys because they're made of the right stuff and they really understand it.
100%. Coach Mike, it's funny, we're talking about the Dodgers and our Braves, man. Y'all beat us five times this year already. We got you last
Have
game
we?
in Atlanta. Yeah.
I'm so spoiled.
It was back in May.
I'm so spoiled because we have a World Series now. I don't even pay attention. Well, I did pay attention this last series of the Mets and the Yankees, I guess. Yeah, you guys got to get above 500, so I start to fear you guys a
And
little
Coach
bit.
Mike, now I have a World Series ring from when I was a kid.
Oh yeah,
I was the Braves bat
that's
boy.
no way.
Yes, in 95. Yes, I was the
And
Braves
you got a
bat.
ring?
Yes.
Oh my God. And that's the how many World Series they have? Two in the last 30 years?
In 21 and 95, and I have a ring from when I was a kid
Wow.
in 95.
I remember that when those were like the Glavine Maddox days, right?
Yes, in Fulton County
Yes.
Stadium, in Fulton County,
Small
one of the
stadium.
last years before Turner Field.
Okay. Oh my God. I mean, what those were like the best pitching staff. I remember those pitching staffs. That was Glavine, Smoltz,
Maddox,
Maddox. Who was the fourth? It was Avery.
Avery,
Yeah.
yep. And then
Yeah, I
in the
remember.
bullpen, Kevin Millwood.
Got it,
Then
got it, got it, got it.
eventually became my fifth starter.
That's right,
And
that's right, that's
then
right.
in 96, we went to play the Yankees. I thought I was getting another one, and
For
then
sure.
they didn't go our way. But as a kid, I felt that as a kid being a bad boy, man.
I
So,
can't believe you have a ring. That's so cool.
yes, man. So, because my dad had me as a Hawks ball boy as a kid. And he had me as a Braves bat boy, so I was around all that stuff, man. It
And
was great.
this is why you do what you do. I mean, it probably it left an
Yes.
impact, obviously.
Yes, I've been around sports since I couldn't do anything. I was around sports.
Yes, so, of course.
One-year-old around sports, yeah. So, and you know, it had relationships with Hubie Brown, Mike Fratello, all the former Hawks coaches, Lenny Wilkins, all these guys.
I love Lenny Wilkins, too. I used to love Mike Fratello, and I didn't know why. I just did. I mean, I love Mike Fratello. I didn't remember Hubie Brown as much except after, you know, and then I loved Lenny Wilkins, that those teams – because Lenny Wilkins, was that the Dominique Wilkins era as well? And Spud Webb had a little was in there a little bit. But I remember, I felt like Lenny Wilkins had some, and Fratello both had some good teams.
Now, the Hawks Bar Boys side, Coach Mike, I was on the visitor side.
Gotcha. Yes. That's cool.
Oh, by design, so I can meet all the players.
I mean, you're meeting everybody back then. Then that means you're meeting like Magic, Michael, yes. Larry Bird,
Drexler, Elijah Wan, Shaq, Penny Hardaway was a young dude. So, and they would all tip us well, give us stuff. I have so much memorabilia from being a Hawks ball boy, from being a visitor side at the old Omni.
So that's your number one then, the Hawks.
Yes.
Yeah. Of all the Atlanta teams, is that your number one?
I was at the Hawks, then the Braves, and the Falcons. Okay. Then from there.
Okay, wow.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what, man, that's my experience has been great, man. And I'll tell you a quick story. People don't know this, but the Atlanta Hawks used to practice at Morehouse College before they had a facility.
Okay.
They practiced at Morehouse College.
Wow.
Down the street from where I grew up at.
Things have changed, huh?
Yes.
NBA is a little wealthier now.
Yes, you got there right, Coach Mike. I said basketball has been great to me. Sports has been great to me. Same as we great to you, man. And let's talk about that, Coach Mike, about just how this game that we both love has been so – that it gives you so many opportunities to meet people and just grow as a person and just really impact people.
Man, I'm super blessed. And very similar to you, my dad was – he worked at CBS Sports for 40 years. And he actually won an Emmy Award in 1983 when Jimmy Valvano beat Elijah Wan and Drexler, the Phi Slamma Jamma, and they upset him in that NCAA tournament in Albuquerque. And my dad won an Emmy for like best video production with CBS. And those are like some of my first memories. And it's kind of why I fell in love and with basketball and college basketball in general. But Filipinos love basketball, so that's our national sport, and it's just kind of ingrained in us growing up. And obviously, I'm blessed. You know, my wife and I talk about it all the time. Like these are challenging to be a coach, obviously, and you know, you always have a risk of getting fired. I'll probably get fired one day, but so far so good. You know, we've managed to do a great job at UCR, and we've been lucky to live in New York City and San Francisco, and had a great time in North Carolina when I was at Campbell for those 3 years, and my buddy just got the job there, John Andrzejczyk, and then now back to New York City after being home for 7 years in Southern California. So it's a blessing. I mean, I'm excited, like I said, for my family to experience it, and my two young sons to get this experience of just traveling in a different culture and trying to build this next basketball program. And this community already has been spectacular here at Fordham. They want a winner so bad. They New York City loves winners. Like I went to the Knicks game, their closeout game against who they beat before.
Boston.
Yes. And it was just, and I was a Lakers season ticket holder back in 2008 to 2012. Knicks was just, it was wild. Every basket, it was electric. And so, and here at Fordham, it's not that they want a winner bad. And if we can get this thing rocking, Rose Hill Gymnasium, this gym here will be, going crazy. And so, I've been really fortunate and, hopefully it keeps going. Hopefully it's just the start of a career that start of a program for them that builds into, a big time winner in the A-10.
I hear that, Coach Mike. Well, I'm hoping it happens for you, man. I hope we're talking again in March, man. We go to the big day.
Yes.
We have a chat in March before you get Sunday. So I hope it happens for you, man, because you're a heck of a guy, man. I love the way your teams play, man. I know you do a good job at Fordham. They're blessed to have you, man.
Thanks, JR. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Anytime, man.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker patreon.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.